From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Mitt Romney campaigned in Arizona this week, which holds its primary at the end of the month. Polls show Romney leading in Arizona. That's due in part to the state's large Mormon population. But Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ found dissent in an unexpected place.
The wind howls on a blustery Sunday morning in the White Mountains of eastern Arizona as well-dressed families pull into the parking lot of a Mormon church. Mormon pioneer roots run more than a century deep in this part of the state, an isolated spot between two Indian reservations. Karen Johnson is among the Mormon faithful.
I have the gene.
Johnson is a lively woman, passionate about God and country.
It's the gene of freedom and liberty. In our faith, we have been taught that the Constitution is like under Scripture, that we should know and understand the Constitution as well as we understand the Bible, that we should support it and we should look for and uphold righteous men.
For Johnson, that righteous man is Ron Paul. Mitt Romney may have the support of many Mormons here, but Johnson sees little to like.
The term that I use a lot of time is sheeple, because they're not thinking for themselves. If they did, they would be supporting the one that supports the Constitution.
Johnson has a laundry list of complaints against Romney. She calls him a big government conservative. She slams his foreign policy, especially Romney's stance that he'd be willing to bomb Iran.
I mean, it's right there in black and white in the Book of Mormon. We are supposed to be a people of peace.
I call this a kind of moralistic Mormon libertarianism.
Matthew Bauman is a religion professor at Hamden-Sydney College in Virginia.
A lot of people believe that libertarianism actually lines up better with Mormon doctrine than the mainstream political parties do, and they are quite vehement.
Bauman says there's a noticeable streak of Mormon libertarianism in the West, and the Ron Paul campaign has actively courted that vote. Paul made small inroads in this year's Nevada caucus, getting 5% of Mormon support, higher than 2008. Meanwhile, Romney lost 7%. He's still overwhelmingly popular among Mormons, but he is paying attention. Here's Romney talking up the nation's founding documents at a campaign stop in Arizona.
They were either inspired by God or they were written by brilliant people or perhaps a combination of both those things. But we have in those documents the way forward for America.
It's one more reason why Romney's a formidable candidate in the White Mountains. In Arizona's 2008 primary, he beat home state Senator John McCain in just three counties, all in eastern Arizona.
We love to discuss politics at our house. What are your opinions on the primary for the Republicans? Who would you vote for?
Romney.
Why?
Jeanette Larson and her teenage son are Romney supporters. She'll vote for Romney not because she's a fellow Mormon, but because she considers him a moderate.
I would hope that people would put a lot of research and thought and even prayer into the person that they choose to support. I don't think it needs to be based on our religion, because obviously within any religion there will be differences of opinion on how to get things done.
But for Larson's husband, John, religion plays a bigger role in the way he'll vote. He's a church leader, a social conservative, and still undecided on a candidate. Just like many Mormons, he has a religious respect for the U.S. Constitution and its authors.
I believe they wrote it under influence, inspiration, whatever word you want to use, of the Almighty, for this land to be set aside as his nation, as his promised land.
For Larson, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, or Rick Santorum would do just fine protecting the Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.